Much like the questions I pose at the end of each episode, this week's episodes are for reflection. And reflection, by definition, is to give serious thought or consideration. Every day this week, you will hear moments from previous episodes that I hope help you to find space and time throughout your day for positive thoughts as we reflect together. And now on to today's episode. Whenever you start to feel like you're pressuring yourself to have a plan that you can follow perfectly, I hope that you can remember the natural rhythms of the earth, for they are so easily forgotten. As human beings, we often tend to look to our routines for rhythms. According to the Oxford Languages Dictionary, routines are a sequence of actions regularly followed a fixed program. Now, routines aren't wrong, but when they replace the natural flow of things, the natural rhythm of things, we start to feel like we can't keep up, which leads to overwhelm. And this is why rest is important. Not only rest at the end of the day when we're exhausted, but rest as a resistance to the cultural expectations that make us feel like we must always be working. In a book I really like by Ruth Haley Barton, it's called Sacred Rhythms, she makes this valuable point. Because life in contemporary culture requires us to move at high speeds, to be accessible nearly all the time, we need more extended times of solitude in which the RPMs of body, mind, and soul can slow down. So if you feel like you need more time to rest, you probably do, and that's okay. Unquote. If you feel like you need more time to rest, you probably do, and that's okay. When we look to nature, we see rhythms of rest and how vital they are. However, when it comes to our own lives, it can feel unnatural, especially in busy seasons. We understand that bears hibernate for months out of the year. We understand that deciduous trees surrender their leaves for winter. We understand that flowers need suitable conditions before they can grow. And even then, most of them do not bloom all the same way for the rest of the year. All around us, we encounter this unspoken truth. And yet, when it comes to our own lives, natural rhythms can feel so wrong. A day off feels strange. A season off feels even stranger. If we're not in our routine, it feels like we're doing something wrong. And that is where grace comes in. Grace reminds us, no, the world as it is does not make it easy to engage in natural rhythms, especially rhythms of rest. Many of us have things to do, bills to pay, and people that rely on us. And this is also true. The collective work that we do to reconnect with the natural rhythms will be far more valuable than our routine. It's through grace that we're able to remember the natural rhythms of the earth. And by noticing the natural rhythms of the earth, perhaps we can notice the natural rhythms within ourselves. And perhaps this is how we can learn to be kind to ourselves and gentle to ourselves. There is a place for routine, but there is also a place to set the routine aside in pursuit of rhythms of rest. Rhythms of rest that help us reconnect with what matters most, no matter how busy life gets. If ever natural rhythms feel hard to find, I hope you can turn to the nearest window and find the nearest cloud, the nearest tree, the wind rustling through its leaves. If you can't go outside, let the smallest thing remind you there is a natural flow to it all that often gets forgotten, but it's never too late to reconnect. So if you feel overwhelmed right now, this does not make you incapable or weak. If you feel like you're not able to keep up with your routine, that's okay. It is never too late to slow down for a moment and let the body breathe how it needs to breathe. Embrace life's natural rhythms. Cling to rhythms of peace. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. How can you reconnect to the world around you today? Thanks for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.